Now, what are we talking about this time to do with the all-age services? This term, I was going to say, but for children, what subject are we talking about when we do the all-age services? Can I have the screen up, maybe? I can't remember what's on the first one, but I'm sure it's suitable. Any of the children want to tell me what we're talking about? We're talking about the subject of something beginning with P. Yes. See if that's working. Yeah. Prayer. Wonderful. We are talking about prayer. And last time, we talked about praying to God as our what? Say a bit louder. Just shout it out. Father. That's right. We're praying to God as our Father who's... Where is he? Yes, Zara? He's in heaven. He's absolutely in heaven, which means that's the place where God dwells. It's not really a place like we'd think of, well, he's in Hayward's Heath or he's in Brighton or somewhere like that, but he's in heaven, meaning he's in the place where God dwells in the real sense. He's everywhere, but heaven is where we describe where God kind of spiritually exists with the Son and with the angels and the Spirit. So there's the dwelling place of God, we might call it, in heaven. And really, last time, we thought about... We want to pray that God's name is honored, that God's name is respected, that people look up to God and think that he's great. And it's wonderful that we can talk to God as our Father in heaven. And then we talked about prayer. This might be for some of the older ones. We kind of talked in general about prayer, and we said... It's talking to God about the things that then it was matter to and something else. Anyone remember what that definition is? Talking to God about the things that matter to God, yes, and to us. So it's talking to God about the things that matter to God and to us. And today we're going to think about some more things that matter to God and really should matter to us, the things that we would really want and long for in our hearts and really desire. If we're praying our prayers in the name of Jesus, because of Jesus, then our Father in heaven, our great big God, he hears us and he helps us. So remember that prayer is talking to God about the things that matter to him and to us. And now we're going to look at some things that matter to him and should matter to us. Your kingdom come and your will be done. So anyone want to tell me what is a kingdom? What is a kingdom, or what has a kingdom got in it? Anything about a kingdom that you want to tell me?
It's very big.
A kingdom could be very big. Yeah, there could be little kingdoms, but mostly we could think about a big kingdom. Yes.
There's a castle in a kingdom.
There might be a castle in some kingdoms, especially in the olden days, mightn't there? Yeah. To protect the people, and particularly protect the king. Anything else about a kingdom? What does a kingdom need? I kind of said it just now, but a kingdom might need a... A what?
People.
Definitely, that was one of my answers. Kingdom definitely needs people who are in the kingdom. We might sometimes call them subjects or citizens of the kingdom. So kingdom needs people. What else does a kingdom need?
Throne and the ruler.
It needs a ruler. And the ruler of a kingdom we might call... Do you want to go for it now, Zara? Yeah?
A king.
A king. Yeah, a kingdom needs a king and needs subjects of the king, people who want to serve the king. And kind of, by talking about the castle, we might have thought about something else that a kingdom might need. You got a king, you got people who are serving the king, what else might you need? Someone who hasn't answered already, anything?
Guards.
Guards, yeah, you might need guards, that's a good one. What are you going to go for?
An army.
An army, okay. You might need those two, what do you reckon?
Government.
A government, yeah. I'm thinking of something a bit more physical, if parents want to help any children. Yes?
Rules.
Rules. There might be laws. That's a really good one, actually. Yes?
God.
They might need God, yeah. Good answer. Was there a hand right at the back? You need a king. You need subjects. You need a sort of more of a, you might call it a physical thing, yeah? You going to say something? Oh, you look so enthusiastic, like you might. Okay. Adult tells the children something. Yeah, are you going to have a go, Zara? What else do you need?
Love.
Love. You need love. You have such good answers. They're just not the right ones.
Land.
Yes. You need land. You need a place to be. So you got the king and you got the subjects, the citizens, but you also need somewhere for them to be. Now, when we think about God's kingdom, it gets a little bit more tricky, but we definitely need a king and there's definitely subjects. But the place to be, well, it's kind of wherever we are, but there is a place that we're going to be all together. So there will be a place. What do we sometimes call that place?
Heaven.
Yeah, the new heavens and the new earth. Sorry for any in the back who put their hands up. Just I'm asking me a bit lazy, really. But yeah, the new heavens and the new earth. So there will be a place, but for now we're kind of all over the place. So the first prayer says, may your kingdom come. Or it just says, your kingdom come. We want, when we pray, your kingdom to come. God's kingdom is about people living under the rule of God. And for us, that means people living with Jesus as the boss. Living under the rule of God's King, Jesus. And how do you follow Jesus? How are you under his rule? Well, you say, Jesus, I can see who you are. You're the Son of God. I can see what you've done, that you came to this earth and you died instead of me at the cross, and then you rose again. And I want to be saying sorry for my sins, and I now want to follow you. I want a new heart and a new way of living. And that's what it means to be in the kingdom. So what are we asking for when we pray, your kingdom come? Well, there's two things, really. First of all, we ask that many, many people would be following Christ as Savior and Lord. When we pray, your kingdom come, we're saying, Father in heaven, I pray that lots and lots of people will be following Christ, the King, as Savior and Lord. That lots and lots of people will be saying, I see who you are, I see what you've done, and I want to follow you for all of my life. So we're praying for our friends and our families and our neighbors and the people all over the world, the people in Africa and Hungary and India and Spain and Brazil, that they would all learn to follow Jesus. So the question for us is that what you want? Are you praying this prayer? Is that what you really want? That many, many people would be following Jesus as Savior and as their Lord. Now, I need a volunteer who can be Jesus, because I want to kind of think about what that's like and what that means. I need someone of a reasonable height, so I might ask. Yeah, if I go for Joshua, yeah. I think that would be good. Sorry to everyone else who's disappointed. So if you could come up here. And if you just put this around, just to say, can you hold it so it doesn't fall off? And here we have King Jesus. And he was for a while on the earth. Now, as you come past, I want you to grab 12 people. Not literally grab them, but yeah, if you want to come, Lucas and Noah, that's fine. That's two. And maybe not. Yeah, go on then, Miguel, if you want. You can come as well. Yeah. We need some. Yeah, Jasmine, that's fine. I've got the train of your robe here coming over here. Anyone who's really bright can keep count. I'm not really on it this morning, clearly, because I've forgotten the Lord's Prayer. So, who do you want next?
Blake.
Blake, he wants Blake. We're not being literally the 12 disciples, so we can have girls, but we'll have 12 of them. Any more people you want to pick? Christopher? Yeah, come. Let's have Jaden, shall we? Come on then. How many have we got to? People who are really good with numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Okay, we need another 3 more. We've got 10. Yeah, we'll have Annie Rose as well. I think we've got 12 now. Have we got 12? My nightmare is that I get 13, then I have to send someone back and tears start. Right. Now, you come to the front. Yes, Joshua. Now, you 12 are following the King Jesus, okay? And we're all going to follow the King Jesus. I'm just the narrator or something, so I'm not a disciple, but I'm following just to keep things organized. We're all going to get up on the stage. Let's just take that down for a sec. Up we go. Now, you guys all want to follow the King, don't you? You do. There's only 11. Is there only 11? Someone who's like, come on, Zara, help me out. Sorry. There's more opportunities. Don't worry. There's more opportunities coming. Okay. So you're like the first followers of King Jesus. There were 12 of them. I know it changed a little bit, but let's say there were 12 of them and they're following King Jesus. But you know that what happens to King Jesus is that he dies, doesn't he? And he rises again. And then he goes away. But when he goes away, he's given his followers things to say to other people. If you can just share them around, every now and then you just give them to someone else to share. And we could think of them as like, just, you don't have to open it, just words on a scroll. And I've got two there just to say we've got what we call the Old Testament of the Bible and we've got the New Testament now, which is all the words that Jesus wants his followers to say. Now, if you want to go away, because Jesus goes away, and if you want to go right in the corner here, behind this curtain, and now, if there's just you 12 here, and you want people to be in the kingdom of God, to be following Jesus, so what are you going to do? Yes? You're going to tell people about Jesus. So, shall we ask people to come up and follow the King? So do we want to shout out to all the children, particularly the adults don't have to move? Do you want to follow the King? Should we shout that? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Do you want to follow the King? Okay. So does any of the other children want to come up and follow the King and say you're following the King? Anyone who wants to come up, any of the children can come up on the stage and say, I also want to follow the King. Wouldn't it be great if, like, real evangelism was like this? It's like revival. Anybody else who says they want to follow the King can come up on the stage and say, I really want to follow the King. Shall I move this a bit further over for a minute? Oh, but there's some who haven't. Should we send you out to go and ask for a couple more people to start following the King? Let's send a couple of you out and see if you can grab anyone else who wants to follow the King. You can stay here and look after the people who are up here. Make sure they're all right. But we're sending those out to see if they can get some more people to follow the King. Surely there's some more people, some more children who want to follow the King. Yes, brilliant. Maybe one other person who could follow the King and come up on the stage. Do you want to come up on the stage, Joshua? Really good. Oh, you're doing such a good job, Jaden. Come on, let's just get one other person, shall we? One other person to follow the King. There must be another child somewhere who wants to follow the King. No, I think there's a little bit of hiding going on there. Don't pressurize. We don't go for pressurized evangelism. It's all got to be voluntary. You don't fancy it, Sophie? A little bit of King following? Oh, well. That's quite a lot, isn't it? That's quite encouraging, this many people. Well, that kind of helps us think about what we do if we really want God's kingdom to grow. We start following Jesus ourselves But we also ask other people to start following. If we're really praying, Father, please, may many, many people follow Jesus, then of course we're going to be telling lots and lots of people that they ought to follow Jesus, because we want them to follow the King as well. And even though Jesus isn't here, we've got his words that tell us all about him, and we can open them up and we can explain them to people, and we can say exactly what Jesus wants us to say to them. And we go around there. There is writing on there, you just can't see it. We go around telling people all about Jesus. No, there's nothing on there. It's just a show. It's all right. Don't worry. There really is nothing on there. But you know what else? As well as praying that lots of people would be under King Jesus, and as well as telling lots of people that they need to follow Jesus, we're also praying that the King would come back very soon. Because we know the world isn't quite right. And we know that when the King comes back, everything will be all right. So as well as praying, Father, may many people follow Jesus, and as well as saying, people, you've got to follow Jesus, it's the best thing, at the same time, we're praying, Jesus, come back soon. So shall we shout at the King, come back soon? Okay, I'll do another three, and I'll do it probably this time, okay? One, two, three, come back soon! And sometimes we have to wait a long time. We do it one more time, shall we? Come back soon. Sorry, I didn't do the count, did I? What am I doing this morning? Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Come back soon. And I think now it is time for the King to come back. And that's what we're praying, that the King would come back. And we know that when the King Jesus comes back, the real King, everything will be all right. He will be with his followers, and he will make everything right in the whole world. And he will start the time when we're in the new heavens and the new earth, the place where God wants us to be. And that's going to be great. So we pray for that. We pray, what do we pray? You're going to come back soon. We pray your kingdom come, which means, it means we love you. It means we want lots of people to follow, Jesus. And it means that we're going to tell lots of people about Jesus. But it also means come back soon, Jesus. Brilliant. Thank you for your help. That's really good. If you want to take your seats, that's excellent. Thank you. Do you know what? It's really simple, isn't it? Really straightforward. But it's so challenging to think, do I really pray, may your kingdom come? Father, your kingdom come. Do I really pray that many people would be following Jesus? Do I really pray, Jesus, please come back soon? And I know it's hard. I know it's easy when we do a little illustration to say, well, it's very easy going to tell people to follow the King and they come and follow the King. We know it's much, much harder than that. But what do we want? What do we want in our hearts? What do we really long for? Do we really long for many people to come under the rule of King Jesus? And do we really long for Jesus to come back? You know, the only way that you'll ever really long for many people to come under the rule of Jesus and for Jesus to come back and to join us is if you think that Jesus is the best person in the world and that the message of Jesus is the best news for the world. What we call the gospel, that it really is the best news for the world, that it's beautiful and that it's best. If you don't think the gospel is the best news for the world, why would you bother telling people? If you don't think Jesus is the best person in the world, why would you ask people to follow him? But if you do think he is, surely you would so long for so many people to come under his rule, and you would long for him to come back because you know that things are not right at the moment, that the world isn't right, that we're not right, that things need to be made completely new, that we're longing for the day when all the pain and all the sorrow and all the muddle and confusion and all the anguish will be over and all the fighting will end and there'll be a really good government with really good rules under a perfect king and there'll be peace and joy and lots of things to enjoy and ways to serve God. And in the meantime, we pray, your kingdom come. So that was the first part, your kingdom come. And then just the second part is, may your will be done. May your will be done. And really, your kingdom come and your will be done are both connected with the next few words in that verse in Matthew's gospel where Jesus teaches his disciples to pray. They're both connected. So may your kingdom come, may your will be done. And then that expression, on earth as it is in heaven. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can I have three or four? Actually, I need about eight volunteers. So, you two can come up. And you three over there can come back. Got your hands up. Bowman's Jesuit. Do you want to come as well, Ben? I think that's probably enough. I just need two groups. So if some of you could go over on my left, over that way, and that's three of you, that'll be fine. It doesn't have to be even number. So yeah, okay. Now, don't know whether this is going to work, whether you're going to get it, but I want you three, it's boys and girls, isn't it? I want you three to ignore me, okay? And not do what I ask. That's fine. You can do that in any way you want. And I want you three to do exactly to do exactly what I ask you to do. Okay, are you ready? So put your hands in the air. Touch your toes. Oh dear, here we go. Oh, I had to bend my knees slightly. Okay. Touch your nose with both your fingers. Jump as high as you can in the air. That's enough of that. Okay. Pick up your left foot with your hand and balance. Now close your eyes. See how long you can stand there for? Man, my balance is good this morning. Okay. So you guys are doing whatever I ask you to do. You're doing my will. And you guys over here are ignoring what I'm saying and you're not doing my will. Okay, you three stay there. You four, follow me the way I want to go. I want to take you on a journey. It's a difficult journey. It's a journey that might have lots of trouble in it. And there might be lots of uncertainty. And sometimes on the journey, you might wonder where you're going and what's going on and whether it really makes sense because it seems a rather strange journey and we don't know what's happening. But you keep going because you want to do whatever I ask you to do until the journey comes to an end. Thank you very much. You can sit down now. Thank you. When we pray, your will be done, we're praying that people would obey God. We know that in heaven, the angels always obey God. They do his will. They do his bidding, what he asks them to do. They worship him. They serve him. And so we pray that on earth, where we live, people would listen and follow the will of God like these four were doing. rather than be people who were ignoring what God is saying. We want people everywhere to obey God. We want to ourselves say, Lord God, I want to obey you in everything that you ask me to do. All the things that you told me are wrong, I want to stop doing. All the things that you told me are good and right, I want to do those things. I want to obey you. I want to do what you want me to do. So we pray for lots of people to obey God. But we also pray, when we say, may your will be done, we pray that we, the followers of Jesus, would trust that the way God is leading us is the best way. Just like that little journey we took, and those four followed me, trusted me to take them on the journey and to bring them back safely, we trust that whatever God is calling us through in our lives, however things are happening in our lives, we say, doing your will is best, going your way is best. We have a great example of this in Jesus Christ, don't we? Do you remember the night before Jesus was going to be killed, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was very emotional when he prayed. You might say that he was quite scared of what was ahead of him when he prayed, and it really weighed down on him. But in the end of that prayer, he says, your will, Father, be done. I want to go the way you want me to go. So I'm going to go this way to the cross, and I'm going to die in people's place, and it's going to hurt, and it's going to be a shameful thing, and it's going to be a really hard thing to go through, but I'm going to do it because I trust you, Father, and your will is the most important thing to me. So when we pray, Father, may your will be done, we're saying we want people to obey God, but we're also praying that we would trust God and follow wherever he leads us, that we'd fall in with God's plan in our lives, that not just that he'd help us to obey, but that he'd help us to really trust that what's happening right now in our lives, however difficult, however hard they seem to be, when things are happening that are a bit confusing, we don't know what's going on, we keep trusting that his way and his will is best, because his kingdom is the most important thing for us. And you know, we can only pray this prayer if we think that his way is best. Because it's a prayer that's trusting God. And of course, if we pray this prayer, then that means that we want to live in a way that obeys God. It's no good saying, Lord, help me to obey you, and then 2 minutes later, we just disobey him. That's called being a hypocrite, saying one thing and doing something else. So when we pray it, it means we want to live it as well. And then when we pray, Lord, help me to trust you whatever's happening in my life, that means when bad things happen in our lives, we keep trusting him. You see, what we pray shows really what we really want in our hearts. Of course, you can say all kinds of words to God, but when we pray really from the heart, it will make a difference to how we live, because it's showing what's really in our hearts, what we really want. You see, it's very easy for our hearts to want lots of other things. We want our friends at school to like us. We want our parents to give us a safe place, or more screen time, or more ice cream, or that they'd buy us more of the right fashions, or they'd let us go to that party, or that they'd let me wear cool things, or they'd be more cool people, or that I better do this or that, or I'd go to this or that. We want things that will please us and help us. Or if we're a bit older, we might say, what I really want is just enough money to put a deposit down on a house. Or I want to live long enough to see my grandchildren born. Or I want to live long enough and get a wife or a husband. I want someone who will commit themselves to following my dreams and my goals and what I want out of my life. I want a life that's exciting but not too stressful. I want to be entertained. I never want to be bored. but I don't want to be overcommitted. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to live without. And what this prayer does, it cuts right across that, and it's humbling, and it's kind of embarrassing for us all to say this morning. We know these words, but we don't always pray these words from our hearts, do we? Because we want to build the kingdom of me. We want to pray for some other things. We might pray that prayer, but what we really want is all those other things to happen, and not just that we bless God when they come, but we actually want those things, or we know that we won't be happy. And so this prayer teaches us to stop being selfish, to stop trying to build our kingdom, but to point ourselves towards God's kingdom, and to say, Lord, I surrender everything I do to you, everything I say to you, everything I choose to you. I think my kingdom is better, but in my heart of hearts, I know building my kingdom is a rubbish idea. Building your kingdom is the best idea.